pray with me. Lord God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations, may the thoughts of all of our hearts, all of our minds be pleasing in your sight. Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So in our gospel reading, Jesus shares an image that I think most of us should be familiar with. He says, don't get caught doing what on the job?
Sleeping.
Yeah, don't get caught sleeping on the job. Don't fall asleep. Stay awake. And here Jesus is talking about his return, his second coming. Who knows when that day's coming?
No one,
not even Jesus knows, right? But the day is coming. And Jesus says, it's like when your boss leaves you alone on the job site, and he's going away for a while, doesn't tell you when he'll come back, but you know he'll come back, and he says, don't goof off while I'm gone. Keep working, don't fall asleep, stay awake, and be ready for when I get back. And here Jesus is telling us to stay awake, to stay faithful as we wait for his return. Sometimes staying awake can be easier said than done, right? Sometimes we need some help. Maybe sometimes what we need to do is listen to something. I know for me, a little music, right, playing in the background, that can keep me focused. It can keep me attentive. It can keep me awake. So maybe as we wait for Jesus to return, we need something to listen to, something that can keep us focused and attentive and awake, keep us faithful. Question is, what should we listen to, right? Because there are all kinds of voices out there who demand our attention. We have all kinds of options, right? Different messages, different agendas. Jesus knows all those voices. And he hears those voices, and he shakes his head, and he says, don't listen to those voices. They won't do. They'll lull you to sleep. You listen to those voices, you'll drift further away from me. Here, have this. What's he give us? He gives us his voice, right? He gives us his word. He says, listen to this. This will keep you focused. This will keep you attentive. This will keep you awake. It will keep you faithful. So what do we do as God's children? We listen to God's word, right? And we hear it. And we learn it. And we study it. And yet sometimes we still start to drift off and we struggle to stay awake. So maybe what we need is something to do. Maybe we need a project to work on. Because I know for me, if I stay busy, it helps me stay awake, right? Question becomes, what project should we focus on? There's all kinds of things that we could be doing. In fact, we spend our lives doing all kinds of things that keep us busy, right? But do those things keep us awake? Do they keep us faithful? And Jesus, he sees all the things that we spend our lives doing, and he shakes his head and he says, those things are okay, but they're not going to keep you awake. They're going to tire you out, wear you out, lull you to sleep. And if you only depend on those things, it's going to drift you further away from me. Here, have this. And now Jesus gives us his work to do. So he gives us the Ten Commandments to keep. And he teaches us to love and to serve our neighbor. And he says, go and make what? Go and make disciples. So we get to work. We keep the commandments. We love our neighbor. We help people when they're in need. We look for opportunities to share the good news. But still, sometimes we start to drift off, right? Because we'll break a commandment, we'll fail to love, and we start to fall asleep. We become unfaithful. So if we really want to stay awake, maybe what we need to do is break out the big guns, right? Because when you're trying to stay awake, nothing beats a nice hot cup of, what do you see up there?
Coffee.
Nice hot cup of coffee. Question is, what kind of coffee should we drink? Something like a black. Some like it with a little cream and sugar, and then you have people like me, I can only drink foo-foo, you can make fun of me all you want, I'm fine with it. I did not grow up on coffee. So I gotta have like a caramel mocha latte topped with whipped cream. Yes, you guys are laughing, that's fine. Jesus looks at the things that we drink to stay awake. So maybe things like politics or philosophy or entertainment. And he shakes his head, and he says, there's nothing wrong with those things in particular, but they can't keep you awake. They'll give you a buzz for a short while, right? But eventually, what happens to that buzz? It wears off. And if you're going to depend on those things to keep you awake, what do you got to keep doing? Going back and drinking more, and eventually what can happen? You can become addicted. He says, and then you'll drift further away from me and you'll fall asleep. And now Jesus says, here, take this, and he goes to the cross. And on the cross he gives his life and he sheds his what? His blood. And at the altar he said, you want something to drink? Take and drink. This is my blood shed for you. So as we wait for Christ to return, we seek to stay awake. So we listen to God's word, right? And that's why we gather for worship and Bible study, to hear God's word together. And we seek to live out our faith by doing the good works Jesus has given us to do. And then when we sin, we come to the altar. And we receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. And all the while, we stay awake. We stay faithful. And on the day Jesus returns, God willing, we'll be awake, right? We'll be ready. But on that day, raise your hand if any of you can claim credit for staying awake. We mentioned this earlier. None of us will be able to, right? Because if we look back at our lives, we'll see all the times that we did the opposite. Did plenty of things that caused us to almost fall asleep. Left on our own, we would have fallen asleep a long time ago. It's Jesus who has given us his what? His word, right, to listen to teach us, to lead us and guide us. It's Jesus who's given us good works to do. And it's Jesus who's given us his life on the cross. So back to Jude, a reading from Jude. Jesus is the one who keeps our feet from what? Do you remember what the word was? Yes, stumble. Keeps our feet from stumbling. He's the one who keeps us awake. So on the day of Jesus' return, he's the one that will deserve the glory and the honor. But did you notice what was mentioned there in that reading? We're the ones who will be presented as holy. We're the ones who will be presented as blameless. What's another word for blameless? Starts with a P?
No.
Perfect. All because of Jesus who did the work of keeping us awake. So, as you wait for Christ's return, seek to stay awake. What do we need to do? Listen to God's word, right, and receive the gift of faith. And then live out that faith by doing good works. And then coming regularly before the throne of God to receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Come and receive Christ's gifts and stay awake. Amen. We rise.